We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ed, we just spent a bizarre hour taking calls from people who say they actually hope the Steelers have to play at New England instead of having Tennessee come here. And we even had one guy who said he would rather beat New England and lose in the Super Bowl than beat Tennessee and win in the Super Bowl. Ed, am I missing here, Ed? What am I missing?
Some of my chat questioners must have invaded your phone system today, because that's pathetic. To lose a Super Bowl after you beat New England, are you kidding me? You'd rather have that? What?
And would rather have to go to New England and have a game at home in the AFC Championship game. Well, New England, we got to dethrone New England. I said, what about the Super Bowls in 05 and 08? Do you want to give them back because you didn't beat New England? Does it matter? You're champions.
I will preface this by saying, first of all, Ron, I am at the South Side. I was in a locker room with Ben, was talking this morning, and I'm hard at work. So you're wrong on that. But as part of that, I once again passed the 6 Lombardi trophies, and not one of them has an asterisk that says they didn't go through New England.
But, Ed, you know what it says? That there is among a large portion of the Steelers fan base, there is this Patriots obsession that has taken on like an incredible life of its own, where there are fans that, and I don't think it's hurt that the coaches come out in weeks prior and teased the game. Mike Mitchell saying, guaranteeing to Sports Illustrated that they're going to play the Patriots again and win. I mean, the players have definitely fueled the fire, but you've covered the Steelers for a long time. Can you remember another time where one team like was such a level of addiction or paranoia or obsession for the fan base?
Oakland back in the 70s, and I don't want to use any of those words like paranoia, because it was just that was the team in the 70s for them to beat, and it was also the Steelers. It was more of an equal thing. The Steelers were the team for Oakland to beat. But I disagree. I would bet if you polled Steelers fans and they honestly answered, 90% of them at least would want to see Tennessee here rather than the Steelers.
I have a poll up on Twitter right now, and you can say what you want about Twitter. Right now,
that's scientific, right?
It probably isn't all that different from what Gallup and those guys do, as we saw from some of the polls that came out before the presidential election. But that's probably a conversation for another day. Right now, the poll says 60% of people that have responded want the Titans, so 60-40.
Yeah, well, I would say it's a little stronger than that, because, first of all, having an AFC title game at home is a pretty big deal. That's why that loss to New England was so disappointing for the Steelers and the city of Pittsburgh. They lost a lot of money.
Why do you think it's so? Why do you think it's so personal with the Patriots for fans?
Oh, well, they're the kings, man. Here's a couple of reasons. They have 5 Lombardi trophies. They won another. They tie the Steelers. The Steelers have, and their fans have proudly pointed to the fact that they won more Super Bowls than any other team. That wouldn't be the case anymore. The fact that they cheated early in this century to beat the Steelers in the AFC title game, and I think everybody's just sick of the Patriots. It's not just Steelers fans. There's a lot of people just sick of the Patriots.
I ask about Ben being under the weather. Forget that. You sound like you're under the weather.
I'm out in the weather, Ron. They make us go outside unless we want to talk in the press room to talk on our cell phones. So I'm out
here. That's not -9 anyway. Ben, sound okay to you?
I didn't really listen to him today because we had 3 people on that assignment. He really didn't say anything. I was pursuing some other things in the locker room, but I talked to him Monday. He and I chatted together for a little while, and he seemed fine to me.
Ed, while we're talking about New England, do you make anything out of the smoke fire coming out of there with the ESPN report last week?
Well, it's always fire. There's always, when there's smoke, there's usually fire, Ron. I'm sure there's something to it. I see where Belichick says he'll be back coaching them next year. Brady will probably be back coaching them next year. And certainly the owner's not going anywhere. You know, they've overcome some stuff, too, in the past, including last year when Brady was suspended those first four games and overcoming that big deficit in the Super Bowl. So I'm sure they can get past this.
Ed, you know why I think it's a big story? Because of the way Garoppolo's played. Nobody wants to take responsibility for that trade. Belichick doesn't. Kraft doesn't. And that's why I think this story gets written, is because the reporter said, well, why would they get rid of a 25-year-old quarterback that right now looks like he's going to be somebody else's franchise quarterback, and you gave him away for only a second-round pick?
And that would be delicious, because they fell into it with Brady with a sixth-round pick. It would be kind of neat, you know, if Brady, let's say, hangs him up after one more year and Garoppolo goes on to be a great quarterback. That would be one comeuppance for New England,
yeah.
I would think.
Ed, what if you were in Kraft's shoes and your options were ride Brady into his 40s or keep Belichick with Garoppolo? What would you have done?
I would have taken Belichick, but I understand, and Garoppolo, but I understand the forces of this. I mean, you're talking about a guy who's played for one franchise and won 5 Super Bowls with that franchise. That franchise was pretty much nothing until he came along. And, you know, maybe even help build them a new stadium. Who knows? But I understand the politics and everything else and the personal relationships. But, you know, if I'm removed from that, I would have taken the latter, Belichick and Garoppolo.
We're talking to the Post-Gazette's Ed Bouchette, our Steelers insider here at 93.7. Ed, all signs point to Antonio being on the field and being productive. Is that what you're seeing and hearing?
Yeah, Ron, I think that's almost a non-issue anymore. I think that he will, unless there's some sort of setback. But, you know, he's been running for a while. You saw the video of him in Ocho Cinco. He's been practicing. He practiced here Monday. And I think he's a full go.
Ed, do you think that Todd Haley will be on the field Sunday?
I don't give that much thought. I'll tell you, he was wounded pretty seriously in that Tequila Cowboy, what do you call it, whatever it was. I talked to him a little bit, just seeing him in the hallway, and he's hurting. So if I'm him, I would want to be up in the box.
Ed, how about the story that NFL Network had, that he's in the last year of his contract, that it's going to expire at the end of the year? Is that typical where a Steelers coordinator or assistant coach would, you know, be that close to lame duck status?
Well, I know with Todd it hasn't been that. They've extended him when he had a year to go. So in his instance, yeah, it is atypical. Not typical, atypical.
Do you think that that is telling? Do you think that it shows, or it might make you or any of us believe that this could be it for him after this year?
Yeah, I think you could look at it that way, that it could be it. I'm not saying it is going to be it, but it could be it. Yep.
Why do you think that there isn't why do you think they've let it get to this point with him, Ed?
Well, I don't think I don't know. Maybe they're not happy with him. You know, they weren't happy with Bruce Arians, and they tried to get rid of him a couple years before they actually did. So, hey, same thing could happen here. Maybe somebody wants him out, and they're still thinking about it. I don't know.
Ed, you know, we're in the business of looking ahead, always wondering what's next, so it's okay for us to talk about New England. Do you get any sense at all that the players are a little too much focused on the Patriots and maybe not enough on Jacksonville?
No, Ron, I don't. I think 30-9 is enough for this team to pay attention to this game. You know, Ben has really took it personally. You remember his famous quote, maybe I don't have it anymore, those 5 interceptions, even though I think 4 of them really weren't his fault. That's not to take away from Jacksonville, because they made some really good plays on those balls. But still, no, I think that if this were Tennessee, Ron, coming here, I'd have said, yeah, that's possible. But I don't think it is in this case.
Ed, what's the formula to win on offense? Is it to put the ball in Ben Roethlisberger's hands, or is it to lean on Le'Veon Bell the way they did in last year's playoffs?
How about a mix, really? They didn't do that in the first game against Jacksonville. You know, Ben threw 55 times. Bell ran 15. Mike Tomlin tried to explain that as they were playing catch-up. No. They weren't playing catch-up. They were ahead 9-7 midway through the third quarter. They come out throwing pick six. They're down 16-7. They come out throwing again, another pick six. So it was throwing the ball. They weren't catching up. They were giving up, giving away, not giving up. But I do have some stats for you. I had in the paper, this to Post-Gazette today, Pony. You know, Benton, after five games, including that one, had a passer rating of 75.8. Since then, it's been 102.7. He was 6 touchdowns, 7 interceptions through 5 games. He's 22-7 since then. And Fournette, as you know, who had so-called big game against the Steelers because he had that 90-yard rush at the end, has been terrible down the stretch. I mean, just terrible. He's averaging 3.23 yards a carry over his last 5 games of the regular season and had 2.7 against the Bills.
You know what? So he would still scare me.
Different.
He would still scare me, though. You know why? Because
he's hit the rookie wall.
Maybe. But guess what, Ed? He's a big back, and I think he's hard to tackle, and the Steelers are not a good tackling team.
I think it's going to be different this time. I really do. I think they're going to win. Not just win. I think that they're going to have it in hand.
Ed, replay has become an issue again in the games over the weekend. The Kansas City game sure looked like a fumble on a sack with Mariota. The interception at the end of the Buffalo game. I mean, you talk about Chuck Noll always being against at replay. I'm sure I'd love to hear what he has to say about what's going on right now.
Well, I know what he'd have to say. Let's get rid of instant replay, because he told me years ago, because I covered the NFL meetings when they were putting replay in, and I talked to him and Dan a lot about this at the time, and he thought it would take the human element out. It would make the officials more tentative. We've seen all that. And I have no problem with that interception at the end of Jacksonville, Buffalo, Ron. You know, it was called an interception on the field. There wasn't enough to overturn it. But that should have been applied to the Jesse James.
Yeah, that was my point, Ed. It was a contradiction on the NFL's part.
Right.
I mean, imagine if that happened to the Steelers. Not so much that play. But imagine on Sunday if the game came down to Al Riveron's decision. That's what happened with Buffalo Jacksonville.
I know. What you want to do is not have it. That was Chuck Noll's thing, too. You know, don't let the referees – don't be in a position where a referee can make the decision on a game. You know, take charge and do your job, and you don't have to worry about it.
Ed, are Steeler fans, at least the ones called us this morning, going to get what they want? Is it going to be Pittsburgh and New England next week?
I think little doubt, Ron. I was talking with one of the Steelers administrators here a little bit ago, and he said, I've told everybody Tennessee's going to pull the upset. I go, I'd like to take the money on that one because I don't see that happening at all. I just don't. Tennessee going up there and beating them. I mean, Tennessee has struggled all year. You saw what they look like when they were here. I just don't see it happening. But I think the Steelers are going to win. Yeah, I think that train is moving toward Foxborough.
Ed, we'll let you get back into the warmth of the building and get back to the grindstone. I know you're hard at work today. One last question. How's Poppy?
Poppy's warming up to this weather. He does not like the cold, Ron. He goes out there and he poops, and while he's pooping, he's picking up his legs. I don't know how he does that. But
That's way too much information.
Those little paw pads are freezing, aren't they?
I'll leave you with that picture.
Oh, my God. Hey, Ed, have a great day. We'll talk to you.
All right, we'll see
you. All right, that's Ed Bouchette.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.